Today we have a guest joining us by phone. Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson is with us this morning to talk about an exciting new program for youngsters here in the county. Good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle, thank you so much. I get this note in my hand about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Now, anytime you tag Dolly Parton's name to anything, that right away gets folks' attention. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Right. Well, first, let me just say that no, Dolly Parton is not coming.
Oh, darn it.
So sorry. But she does have a wonderful foundation that does a lot of good, primarily in Tennessee, but this program has really expanded, well, not only across the United States, but around the world. So her program is called Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and it's a book gifting program. So her foundation saw that, especially in their local area where the foundation is located in Tennessee, that families needed more support in getting their kids ready for school and keeping them in school. And so they did a couple different things before they settled on this Imagination Library. But the Imagination Library, participants get a book mailed to them every month from birth till their fifth birthday month. And the books are high quality, are age appropriate, excellent titles. I've seen the book list for this calendar year. And it just helps develop an awareness of literacy, helps develop, you know, that special time of spending time together reading, and all of those things go into making sure that child is ready to enter kindergarten and learn.
Sure. Well, the Cass County Libraries Association, which is more than just the Atlantic Public Library, the others in the county as well, were
right.
able to get involved in this. How did that come about?
Well, this is something I'm told it's an idea that's kind of been bounced around a couple of times, even before I was here. But we were kind of looking, keeping our eyes open for a new countywide project. You may recall, oh, I don't know how long ago, that the libraries got together to bring BrainFuse Help Now, which is an online tutoring and homework help program to the county, and all the schools in Cass County have access to that. And so we were looking for another project that would be a countywide project that we really felt the community members and people who live in our area would really support. And when this became, when I dug in and found some more information about this, it really, I started to get excited. I floated the idea with the other Cass County librarians, and they got excited, and I think we can get people to get behind this. And so then it was just a matter of doing our research, finding out what we had to do to make this happen. And right now, the Cass County Library Association has been accepted as an affiliate of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, but now our job is to raise money to send the books.
Okay. I was going to say, is there a limit to all this? Because
there
are a lot of children available.
So we've already worked with our regional representative from the Imagination Library, and we've kind of got a pretty good idea of how much we can expect to be spending annually on sending books to the kids who are the right ages to participate in this. And, like anything, it will start a little bit smaller, but as more and more families sign up, especially families who are, you know, having a baby or having a one-year-old as they travel with us all the way to their fifth birthday. So we're looking at, over time we'll need more money, but to get started, we're looking for a good $2,000 to $3,000 so that we're ready. We know we've got costs covered to get kids signed up and get this whole ball rolling.
Okay. And so you'll be, fundraising, asking folks, organizations?
Right. Yeah. So right now we're doing some fundraising. We do have a local community member who says she'll match dollar for dollar the first $1,000 we raise. So if we can raise $1,000 countywide, I've got someone I can call and I can say, I'm ready for your $1,000 check.
Well, nice to have those kind of angels.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're also reaching out to some businesses and community organizations that we think are known for supporting local initiatives like this and, you know, literacy and education initiatives, because then they can sponsor a month of books at a set amount, and then we can recognize them. We have ways we can recognize them with that.
Very good. So an opportunity there. And if folks would like to, they don't have to wait around to be asked. If they would like to participate monetarily, can they just call?
Absolutely. Call or stop by, actually, any of the Cass County libraries. The funds are all going in and out through the Atlantic Library, just because we need someone central to handle one stream of money. But any library will take donations and then send them on to Atlantic. So, you know, if your local library is Cumberland, go talk to Carolyn at Cumberland. You know, you don't have to come to Atlantic to make that donation.
Okay. Now, just so folks understand, too, local folks aren't funding all of this. This is kind of a cost share between locals and the foundation, right?
Thank you for asking that clarification. Yeah, so the Dollywood Foundation does all of the overhead costs, and then we're asked to cover the cost of the book, which is $2.10 per book per child per month.
Okay, very good.
So, you know, so a donation of $25 sends 12 books to one child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it a little goes a long way.
You have a hard time doing that at the annual book sale at the library.
Yeah, book sale starts on Wednesday, so come on down.
Very good. Well, it's a great opportunity for folks, but, you know, it's a continual, got to get the word out. Of course, we're doing it right now, but it's got to continue because it's not automatic. The kids are automatically enrolled, right?
Right. There will be a sign-up process, and if we're successful in getting that first $2,000 to $3,000, we'll be signing up participants come summer reading time.
Okay. Well, this sounds like an opportunity here that's really going to benefit in a lot of ways. I assume the schools are all for this.
Well, I'm sure they are. I don't ask them for money, but, you know, I was able to present some of this information at a local organization, and some of the folks there are tied to the school, and they fully support and say this can do nothing but good and nothing but help. So we are excited to bring Dolly Parton's Imagination Library into Cass County.
Well, and when you talk about such young children, too, starting basically at birth up until five, this is also encouraging a lot of parent and child interaction.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the books are very much age appropriate. You know, they start by getting board books, you know, which babies can put in their mouth and try to tear, and, you know, it's designed to hold up to that. And then grows into other formats as the child knows how to take care of books a little bit better. Just the topics that they have, you know, all age appropriate, all the way up to, you know, that last year, some of the books will have the rebus pictures where they will substitute a picture instead of the word so that the kids will feel like they're contributing to the reading, and they'll start learning that you read from left to right and letters mean things, you know, letters mean words. And really exciting thing to be able to bring this to Cass County.
Very good. Well, so parents should look out for that coming up here during the summer reading program to kind of help get this ball rolling, to get them started. And folks, again, could probably just contact the libraries if they'd like to, by phone, email, what have you, to get them their children on the list.
Right. And again, we're not ready to sign people up yet. We don't have all of that in place yet. So if you're excited to sign your kids up, that's wonderful, but just hang out for a little while.
Okay, very good.
We're not ready to sign up the kids yet.
Well, imagine how excited the children will be, especially when they're old enough to understand, when they get to be a couple, two or three or four years old, that something's coming in the mail to them. How exciting is that?
With their name on it. I know. I loved getting mail when I was growing up.
That's awesome. Very good. And once again, if folks, individuals, organizations, businesses would like to contribute to help out with this effort, just contact your local library.
Right. Any of the Cass County libraries.
All right. Very good. Michelle, thank you so much for the time here this morning. Sounds like a pretty exciting program.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.